From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. China hopes for early results in negotiations for a giant Asian trade pact, according to its foreign ministry Tuesday. It comes after the U.S. president-elect Donald Trump vowed to ditch a rival deal, the Trans-Pacific Partnership, or TPP. Trump pledged in a short video message to signal the U.S. withdrawal from the TPP on his first day in the White House. The deal is an agreement between 12 countries that does not include China. Bin Jun Cheng is a professor at Shanghai University of International Business and Economics. He says, while Trump is proposing exiting the TPP, I personally do not think that he means he will abandon the desire of the U.S. to maintain control in the whole Asia-Pacific region. The TPP is the economic plank of outgoing U.S. President Barack Obama's strategic rebalance to Asia, and the U.S. departure from the pact would render it toothless. An Egyptian appeals court Tuesday quashed one of two life sentences handed down to Mohamed Morsi since his 2013 overthrow in the Islamist ex-president's second appeals victory in a week. The Court of Cassation issued the verdict, according to Morsi's lawyer and a judicial official. At least eight people have died and many more are missing and feared dead, according to Italy's Coast Guard and the Italian Red Cross Tuesday. The Coast Guard said one of its boats had recovered seven bodies. The U.S. State Department has issued a travel alert warning in the run-up to the end-of-the-year holiday season, warning Americans of a heightened risk of terrorist attacks throughout Europe. U.S. citizens should exercise caution at holiday festivals, events, and outdoor markets. This is VOA News. A major earthquake struck northeast Japan Tuesday and measured by U.S. seismologists at 6.9, while in Japan it registered 7.4 off the coast of Fukushima Prefecture. U.S. geophysicist Rafael Abreu of the U.S. Geological Survey said a 1.4-meter tsunami washed ashore.
Any type of movement that disturbs the water column, if you do any movement on the ocean floor, whether you raise it or if it goes down, which is likely to what happened in this case, that type of disturbance is going to create a disturbance in the water column, and that is what creates the tsunami.
The quake struck about 11 kilometers underground, some 250 kilometers northeast of the Japanese capital of Tokyo, where Temple University Asian Studies professor Jeff Kingston felt it.
We're used to getting lots of earthquakes. Japan gets more above 6-magnitude earthquakes than probably any other country in the world. But yeah, this was quite a good rattle.
There were no immediate reports of casualties or damage. Renewed clashes between Yemeni government forces and rebels killed 19 people on Tuesday, according to military officials. It comes a day after a fragile 48-hour ceasefire expired without a stop in the violence. Two Qatari women were held up with their driver in a Paris motorway. They were robbed of valuables worth at least 5 million euros, according to police sources Tuesday. The women had just left the Le Bourget airport northeast of the capital Monday when their Bentley was held up by two masked men who sprayed them with tear gas and stole everything in the vehicle, including jewels, clothes, and luggage. At least 3,000 people have fled fighting in northern Myanmar into China, according to Beijing officials Tuesday. As the death toll from clashes between the military and ethnic rebels rose to 9. Turkey Tuesday dismissed over 15,000 more civil servants, police officers, and military personnel within the state of emergency imposed after the July failed coup. More than 100,000 people within the military, police, judiciary, and education sector have been arrested, suspended, or sacked so far in a crackdown on those alleged to have links to coup plotters. Uber launched its on-demand car ride services in the Bangladeshi capital of Dhaka Tuesday, saying it would help to reduce congestion in one of the world's largest metropolises. Belgium has launched new security measures at Brussels Airport after suicide bombings there in March, taking inspiration from controls at the Ben Gurion in Israel, among the most heavily protected airports in the world. Islamist suicide bombers killed 16 people and injured over 150 on March 22nd. I'm Frances Alonso.
That's the latest world news from VOA.